Hello from Tucson, and welcome to another Radio Munson. From just a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona. Another Radio Munson here on this Thursday evening. And that was a song called Opus 1, written by Cy Oliver for Tommy Dorsey's band. I sort of consider this entire program, this two-hour program, an opus each week. Of course, your view may differ on that matter. A pretty good lineup for you tonight, including a swinger by Rosie Clooney with the usual people, Warren Bechet playing cornet, Scott Hamilton playing tenor saxophone, a song written by Matt Dennis and Tom Adair.
When lovers make no rendezvous to stroll along Fifth Avenue, when this familiar world is through, will you still be mine? When cabs don't drive around the park, no windows light the summer dark, when love has lost its secret spark, will you still be mine? When moonlight on the Hudson's not romancy, and spring no longer turns a young man's fancy, when glamour girls have lost their charms, when sirens just mean false alarms, when lovers heed no call to arms, will you still be mine? We'll be right back.
lost their charms when sirens just mean false alarms. When lovers heed no call to arms,
will you still be? Will you still be? Will you still be mine?
That's Rosemary Clooney, and the cornet was Warren Bechet. The tenor saxophonist was Scott Hamilton. Here on Radio Munson. I'm glad you're aboard. You know, you can reach me at don@wglt.org anytime the fancy strikes you. Or you can listen to our archived shows by going to that same website, wglt.org. Click on Music, click on Radio Munson. Works almost every time. Here's something that Tony Bennett did years ago in an album that saluted the music of Billie Holiday.
I never had nothing, no one to care. That's why I seem to have more than my share. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. And I hurt her feelings once in a while. Her only answer is one little smile. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. I can see no other way. No better plan. End it all and let her go. To some better man. But I'm only human, a coward at best. I'm more than certain she'd follow me west. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. Should I leave her? Why should I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny.
Tony Bennett, here on Radio Munson. Glad you're aboard this evening. Here's a group of Scandinavian jazz guys, six of them, including from Finland, Antti Sirpila, the great clarinetist, and Lars Erstrom is the guy who's playing vibes, and a thing that Louis Armstrong wrote called Swing That Music. Themselves a Swedish swing society. Lars Erstrand is a Swede. He played vibes, and from Finland, Antti Sirpila playing clarinet here on Radio Munson. Peggy Lee was just out of her teens when she joined Benny Goodman's band late in 1941, right after we'd entered World War II, right after Pearl Harbor. And by early 1942, service people were going in all directions to the two major war theaters. And there was a lot of separation going on. That's when Peggy Lee recorded one of her first records with Benny Goodman's band. It was this one.
Don't know where, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
That's a great song, isn't it? I Thought About You, Jimmy Van Heusen wrote that song. And that's Andy Martin's trombone with Tom Kubas and his great West Coast band. Here on Radio Munson, coming to you tonight from just a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona. Hope your evening is going well this evening, wherever you are. I brought along some Nat King Cole music tonight.
I will gather stars out of the blue for you, I'll make a string of pearls out of the dew for you. Highway and over the street, carpets of clover I'll lay at your feet. Oh, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you of clover I'll lay at your feet. Oh, there's nothing in this big world I wouldn't do for you.
That's Nat King Cole. Boy, what a classic voice he had. He could sing with his trio. He could sing with a big band. He could sing with a big string orchestra. Didn't matter. It was pure joy to listen to Nat King Cole. Here's Tierney Sutton with Kristen Jacob playing piano, Trey Henry on bass, Ray Brinker on drums, and Alan Kaplan is playing trombone.
Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow, whoa, strains of a mellow cello when lights are low. Yeah, we're so close together, and I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? The two hearts revealing, music hath charm. Life's so appealing with inspiration in your arms. Lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender wing and let our love sweet music soft and make it a lot more soothe and slow. Straight self up and yellow, jig and low when the lights are low. Love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Two hearts revealing music half its charms. Life's so appealing with inspiration in your arms. Lips meeting soft and tender, love is all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when the lights are low?
That's Benny Carter's song, When Lights Are Low. Yeah, well, you don't have to turn the lights down here on Radio Munson. There were five instruments there. Kristen Jacob playing piano. Trey Henry was a guy on bass. Ray Brinker was the drummer. That was Alan Kaplan's trombone. And the fifth instrument was Tierney Sutton's voice. Man. Here we are on another Thursday evening, and it's not like any other Thursday evening, at least as far as I'm concerned, because the radio broadcasting industry and journalism in general lost I think I would call him a lion, a couple of days ago, 3 days ago, when my friend Don Newberg died in Bloomington. Don was 84 years old. He'd been in perfect health his entire life until about 2.5 months ago when he was diagnosed with an inoperable cancer. And he fought that hard, but succumbed a few days ago, leaving his wonderful wife, Carolyn. They'd been married 65 years, celebrated their 65th anniversary this past fall, and three children, all of whom are good friends of mine, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren as well, all of whom Don Newberg doted upon and made them laugh. He made everybody laugh. He was my first boss. He's the guy who recruited me to come to Bloomington not too long out of the University of Illinois, and I was in radio in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. And Don Newberg invited me to come aboard WJBC in Bloomington as a news reporter. And he was a supreme news reporter. He was the news and programming director of the radio station at that time. And he taught me the ropes. I mean, he taught me some lessons that will live in my memory forever and ever. Taught me how to be fair, how to be determined, how to be perseverant, how to be friendly to people who make the news without being too friendly. News, after all, journalism, is an adversarial relationship with elected officials and appointed people who work for the people on the people's dime. It's journalism's job to represent those people, to find the truth. Often it's in the best interests of those who have those positions to shade the truth just a little bit or to just pretend it isn't there. That's why it's an adversarial relationship. But it doesn't mean it has to be an angry relationship at all. And Don's never was with the people he covered. After shaping me up at WJBC, Don moved on as our company, Bloomington Broadcasting Company, expanded. We bought a radio station in Evansville, Indiana, and he went down to be the general manager in southern Indiana, made his mark there. He was a community-involved person wherever he went. After a few years, the radio station that had been floundering down there that our group purchased became the number one radio station in southern Indiana, playing good old rock and roll music. We purchased a station in Chattanooga, Tennessee, two stations actually, sister stations, from the legendary Ted Turner, who had owned them for a while. And Don uprooted his family again and moved from Evansville to Chattanooga, Tennessee, where he was general manager of those stations for at least a couple of decades. I don't have the exact number of years in front of me or in front of my mind. But again, those radio stations were quite successful. And Don, who had been the president of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association, became very involved in radio organizations and community organizations in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Don retired from our company while still in Chattanooga, and he and Carolyn moved back to Bloomington Normal to be near the kids who were all grown at that point, and grandchildren had arrived on the scene. Don and I had more than 15 years, I guess 17 years after I retired, and he'd retired about 3 years before I did, so we had almost two decades of continued friendship after we were both retired. Played a couple of games of golf together and saw each other socially on any number of occasions. We had a small group of WJBC ex-broadcasters who got together periodically to lament the current news of the day. Steve Ogle, who now writes a column for the Pantograph, and Alan Sender, who is a wonderful radio reporter but has gone on to life in another career path. And Dick Ludke joined us after a bit and became a part of that, the sports voice of Illinois State University. And we just had these great conversations. Don Newberg touched so many lives. And I know I'm not alone, will miss him dearly. There'll be visitation tomorrow afternoon. I think it's from 4 to 6 at Carmody Flynn Memorial Home. Here's a song that has something to do with history, because a guy was born in rural Missouri over near Kansas City 100 years ago today, a guy by the name of Walter Page. He became one of the great bass players, double bass players in the jazz bands. He was one of the first guys who would do a walking bass line. They called it a walking bass line, still do, as a matter of fact. Walter Page was the guy who made that popular when he was with Count Basie's band. And Walter Page, along with Basie's piano, drummer Joe Jones, and the ever-present guitarist Freddie Green, formed the greatest rhythm section in big band jazz for any number of years. Here's that band with Walter Page playing bass, Basie's piano, of course, from 1938, and Jimmy Rushing, who was part of that organization, steps in to do a little vocalizing. Thank you.
for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those long scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dreams I'm dreaming, schemes I'm scheming. Now I know why mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
Thank you.
Satin Doll. That's one of the great Duke Ellington compositions. Duke and Billy Strayhorn teamed up to write Satin Doll. And Ellington's band, of course, performed it, recorded it many times. But that was Duke Ellington's son, Mercer Ellington, leading a band in, I think it was 1988. There was an album called Digital Duke. And Mercer Ellington put the band together, did much of the arranging, and it won a Grammy that year. Mercer Ellington, Mercer Kennedy Ellington, same middle and last names as his father. It was Edward Kennedy Ellington who became Duke Ellington. And Mercer Kennedy Ellington is the son, both of them born in Washington, D.C. But Mercer Ellington died on this date in Denmark, in Copenhagen, where he was living in, I think it was 1996. But 8 years before that, his band had recorded this. It was a band he put together. Roland Hanna was a guy playing Duke's part on piano. J.J. Wiggins, a young bass player, was a guy on bass. And who else was? Branford Marsalis was a guy playing tenor saxophone. Dave Grusin produced that session that won a Grammy Award in 1988 with Satin Doll. Mercer Ellington not only arranged, but he composed, and he played pretty good trumpet. He played trumpet in Duke's band and played trumpet in his own band a little later on. Here's an album in 1995 that featured a song that Mercer Ellington wrote called Things Ain't What They Used to Be. And Dave Grusin plays piano, Brian Bromberg on bass, Harvey Mason on drums, and George Bohannon's trombone is involved in this. And the trumpeter and sometime vocalist is Clark Terry, who had this great ability to hold a trumpet in one hand and a flugelhorn in the other hand and play a few bars on one horn and then turn his head slightly and play a few bars on the other horn. He could go back and forth during solos. But he also could hold an instrument in one hand, in this case a trumpet, and use his own voice on the next set of bars. He'd blow a little bit, and then he performed in mostly gibberish, intentionally mumbling, he called it. And this is pretty interesting, the way he handles Things Ain't What They Used to Be.
Well, you better find out what I'm about to do. Now, I'll do that again. A little bit more.
Slap the taste out of your mouth.
Fortunes made, and if the
sun makes you perspire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, wouldn't want no job today. So please go away. When opportunity comes knocking, keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know you got it made. And if the sun gets you down, keep a small boy around to plant trees so you can have a shady easy street.
I'm beat.
Telling all the cats I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, wouldn't want no job today. Go away. Easy Street's here to stay.
Those are the Pied Pipers, and we're all sitting on Easy Street here on Radio Munson on this Thursday evening. That was Clark Terry playing trumpet and doing something like vocalizing on a song that Mercer Ellington wrote before called Things Ain't What They Used to Be. No kidding. Here's something that used to be, a song that Joe Bushkin wrote called Oh, Look at Me Now. New York pianist singer Tony Desar does it with Mike Lee on bass and Bucky Pizzarelli playing guitar.
I'm not the guy who cared about love, and I'm not the guy who cared about fortunes and such. Never cared much. Oh, look at me now. I never knew the technique of kissing. I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. Never knew much. Oh, look at me now. I'm a new man, better than Casanova at his best. With a new heart, a brand new start. I'm so proud I'm busting my vest. So I'm the guy who turned out a lover. So I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things. Oh, look at me now. Casanova at his best. With a new heart, a brand new start. I'm so proud I'm busting my vest. So I'm the guy who turned out a lover. Yeah, I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things. Oh, look at me now. Baby, look at me.